Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJUREDTHEBATHUNE Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, you'll get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hi, my name is Chanel.
Hey, good morning, Chanel. How you doing? How can we help you, baby?
I'm good. So, I went on a date with a dude, and I don't know. He hasn't called me back. I kind of feel like he's, you know, he might be upset. So I'm kind of just trying to find him, you know. He hasn't been returning my calls, so trying to see what's up.
So you don't know what happened, sis?
I mean, so we went on a date, and he was running late, you know. Like, he told me he was running late. It was fine. I was waiting for him. And so, like, when I was there, this guy just, you know, he sent over a bottle. And I kept it, you know, like, oh. I didn't really think nothing of it, but, you know, the dude left, the dude that I was on the date with, Darnell, he left and kind of just seemed upset. So I don't know.
You didn't think to send the bottle back?
I mean,
she left and she thought it was funny.
I mean, I thought about it, but I mean, it's a bottle. It's a free bottle. Like, why would I throw liquor away, you know?
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make an attempt to get Darnell on the phone. Put your phone on mute. Don't say anything until we cue you in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, babe, hold on. Okay, gang. Sounds to me like,
I mean,
it's funny to her. It's, I mean, she sounds like a young girl.
Man, she sounds like one of these misguided ATL chicks running around here on the internet, empty house, and a flat screen on her wall.
Wow.
That's 26 inches.
Hello?
Good morning. My sweet Darnell, please.
This is he.
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Good, man. I'm all right. This young chock, I got Sue Solo on the phone, shot on the phone. Darnell, this is your lucky morning.
What's up? Did you say young
man, chock? Listen. Yeah, I'm right. I said young chock. Listen, we got a morning radio show called The Streets Morning Takeover. One of our main features is called Second Date Update. I just need your participation for like 3 minutes. Can I get that?
Yeah, definitely. What's up?
Okay, so who you dating right now?
I mean, I haven't been dating. I mean, I go on a couple of dates. I'm not dating one exclusive or anything, but been stepping out a few times.
On one of them dates, you just been stepping around with, you felt disrespected and left?
Bruh, disrespect is not the word. I mean, I had this little chick that I just went on a date with. I got so disrespected. Named Chanel. She did me dirty.
Mm.
Now, she disrespected you? What happened?
All right, so I let her know off top, you know, I'm going to be a little bit late for the date. She understood, you know, we meeting at the bar. She's right around the corner from me. It's going to take me a little while. I get there. She got a bottle on the table. I'm thinking we about to turn up. You know, I never, you know, first time pulling up, female got a bottle waiting for me. I'm thinking we about to do, about to, you know, be in there. We get there, the waitress pull up right after me and say, the guy over here just sent you a bottle. I look at her. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what's going on. She look at me, she slide the bottle towards her even closer and ask for glasses. I'm not with it. I got up and I just left, man.
Ooh, okay. So you saw the bottle, thought it was for y'all. You thought that your lady hooked it up. She was about to turn you up and you found out it was from a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you mad at? Are you mad that she didn't send it back? Are you mad that you feel like somebody tried you?
I really don't even know what's going on. I don't know if it was her dude. I don't know what, you know, if she set me up to come in here and, you know, I don't know what they had going on. Oh. I just know that I'm thinking, you know, she bought the bottle. A couple minutes later, waitress walk up and said this bottle was from, you know, guy down here. She even pointed them out. You know, I don't know what happened before I got there, what they was on, but I just got up and went home. I mean, I'm
oh, so you don't trust her?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah,
not
that's
after
what
that.
It sound like. Okay.
So you was a little embarrassed by that too, huh?
Embarrassed? That's not, yeah.
Well, we gonna go and let you know what's going on, man. You know. Get your side of the story out. Because we was looking for the details, the deets, my guy. And just to be honest with you, Chanel is on the phone. She heard everything you said, bro.
I mean, I just want to know, like, why. Okay, so let me clear the air. No, that was not my boyfriend. No, I didn't know the dude. Like, you know, I'm a beautiful female. Like, of course, buy me a drink. Of course he's going to send bottles over. I just feel like nobody should take that personal. You know, I was the one waiting. So it's like, if you had been there on time, maybe that wouldn't happen.
I'm a busy man. I work. You understand that from the get-go.
I'm busy as well. You know, I own several businesses. I'm an entrepreneur. I have my hands in a lot of things. My time is money, too.
Your time is bottles. That's what your time is.
Okay. I mean, you just sound a little insecure. I don't know.
I mean, it's more of a respect thing. It's nothing about insecurity. I mean,
I don't have no control over people's actions.
You on your bag. You could have bought the bottle. We could have sent that bottle back. Got on. It was more
true,
of a respect thing.
True. But I mean, why spend my money when I don't have?
Well, you won't spend no money anyway because you was on a date with Darnell. I mean, you don't think that's not? I mean, you're not gonna have success with no man letting another man slide in on your party.
Exactly.
I mean, there was no party because he wasn't there.
Ooh,
not
child.
For real,
okay,
though.
So
I mean,
can't take up for this one, Sue.
Yeah, no. It really kind of depends on the guy, but this guy don't sound like he okay with it. And the fact that you laughing and you know what I'm saying, it's not gonna work.
So what is gonna be, man? Like, can we figure out a resolve, some type of resolution? Can y'all move forward as friends after this, or is this the end of the road for you guys?
I mean, that's a tough one. You know, I mean, I understand that she ain't have nothing to do with it. You know, it eases up a little bit, but at the same time, you know, I still wanted to understand it was more of a respect thing. I'm not insecure about it; just more of a respect thing. I can work something out with
him. All right, that sounds good to me. It sounds like my boy said he ain't worried about nothing. On behalf of 1-800 Into the Bethune Law Firm, y'all will get this $100 for sticking together, sticking it out. Hey, man, look here. Y'all call us up. We're going to talk about this second date update. 1-866 Young Jock. That's Young Jock. Keep it right here where you got it. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.